The lock is supposed to be a lock up here.
We are ready for Sabah Josh. Because we're holding on Daf Lamed Dalet today, but we're still on the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Because of the fact that we mentioned before which things are Yikaveru as opposed to Yipadu, the Mishnah Bichlal talks about why we would bury, which things we would bury, and which things we often find are Bisrefa. What categorizes these differences? Ve'lo hein hanigbarim. The following things require kvura because they're also for you to use. Kodashim shipilu yikaveru. If you have a fetus that was aborted by kachim, it should be buried. Yipila shilia, even if she aborted merely what appears to be what's left of the sac and the placenta, also requires kvura because of the chashash, there's a vlad in there somewhere that's been crushed up. Shor ha-niskal, which was a shor that was chayev skila because it's either where it killed somebody, it was a reveya, and there the Torah says it's asur bahana'a. All of these are asur bahana'a so far. Egla rufa, we also learn out from the pasuk that it's asur bahana'a, which is what is brought when there is someone discovered dead on the road, in the city that is closest has to bring an Egla Rufa. Tzipore Mitzora, Mitzora is becoming Tahor. He has to bring Tziporim, there's a machlok, one of them has to be Nishchat, and the other one is dipped in the blood, sprinkled, then set free. Machlok is whether, according to Waman the Armor, the one that's set free can't be Aser, because Lo Amar HaTorah Shlach L'Takala, Torah didn't say go ahead and send it out, then be... But the one that is Aser, both that's Aser Vyod, they're both Aser also Bisrefa. Furthermore, Sar Nazir, the hair of a Nazir, is also rather Bikfura, is also Bikfura. Now this we'll see is talking about the Sar of a Nazir, not a Nazir who is doing the normal Tahiro, who shaves, then he takes that hair, he puts it Takas Adud, has to be burned. This is talking about a Nazir Tameh. We're all, you brought my Gemara maybe. Thank you. Very, very much. Then I can share my Gemara here with Anna. He's now straining his eyes to look in the small Gemara. And so, this Tsar, because there's no mitzvah in Yerv Srefa, is Nikbar. Furthermore, Peter Chamor, the Peter Chamor, which somebody did not want to be Peda, and there went ahead and was Orefit, it's Osurba, no? Basar Bechalav, we have three psukim, one to tell me Nisra Achila, one to tell me Nisra Hano. So Nisra Hano is there too. Chulich Nishkva Bazora is Osurba, no? Of course, we have a Machlokas, whether Chulich Nishkva Bazora is it in Yeraisa, or is it in Rabbonin. Rabbi Shimon Amir, Chulich Nishkva Bazora Yisarefu. We'll see the Rabbi Shimon actually holds that since Chulich Nishkva Bazar can easily be confused by onlookers who don't know what happened, and obviously something possible happened because we're not using it, they may think that it's Kachim Psulim. And since Kachim Psulim, we'll see, have to be burned, therefore he says it's a takana that even Chulich Nishkva Bazar, which really we would be kover usually, we give it the din of Kachim, as we'll see, and we have to burn it. Even if it was a chaya, and you think, well, anybody can know that. I mean, a deer, they know perfectly well, it's not kadesh. So it must have been in Chulich Nishkva Bazar. Once they made a takana of Chulich Nishkva Bazar was even on a chaya. So that it starts with the fear of people confusing it with kachim and coming now not to burn kachim psulim, which is a chiyuv. But, I mean, oftentimes the Torah says, ve'eshi sarev. But over here, we made a blanket takana to deal with Chulich Nishkva Bazar, even those that you would think would not really be confusable, like a deer in the Azar. What things require Srefa? Chometz with Pesach, Yisrael. Let's see that this is only according to Rav Yehuda, who holds that in Bir Chometz El Srefa. We don't pask in that way. And we pask in that you can even flush Chometz down the toilet and so on. So obviously it wouldn't require Srefa. But if you hold that the Torah mandates Srefa, so then the Chometz of Pesach would be included, one of the Nisrafim. Truma Tameah, now the din of Truma Tameah is actually usable, the Srepa. That's what's unique about it. In other words, it's not Asura Bahana'a. All the other kids are Asura Bahana'a. The Truma Tamir, we don't want to be covert, because actually the Kohen can use it while it's being burned. So let's say he has oil that's tummy, he can use it for light. He has bread that's tummy, he can use it to light a fire in his oven. And he has a right to be nene from the Srepa itself. Now, there's some who hold that Truma Tamea is Bedaf Kechayev Srepa, because it's similar to Kachin. Just like Kachin, the Torah says, Beishu Srepa, give that did the Truma as well. Nonetheless, you could be nene from it. Orla is Asurbana. Kalaya Karam is Asurbana. The Torah uses a Lashon Pen Tugdash Hamlea by the din of Kloya Karim, from which we are Doresh, Pentugdash means Pentukadesh. And it's the way that the Torah chooses to express the Isra Na'ah is in a reference to burning, at least in a Remez fashion. It hints at burning. Since Orla and Kloya Karim are compared in many ways in the Torah, the din of Orla, of Kloya Karim being Gisaref, is also therefore applied to Orla. Of course, etche darkan li kaver yikaver. I mean, darkan lisrof yisrof, darkan li kaver yikaver. I mean, there are things that would be rather difficult to burn when it comes to Orla and Kalea Kari. For instance, grape juice wouldn't be all that easy to burn. And those things, and did your ma'abed, okay, just pour it on the ground. So. But what can be burned, you burn. Umadlikin bepat b'shemet shel truma, you can use for your own benefit the bread of truma to heat your house, the shemen of truma to light your house, and so on. Kol hakadashim shenishkatu chutz lezmanan chutz lemekoman, all kachim which became pasul because of a machshava to use them, either in terms of the shkita or whatever, in terms of the actual consumption or the but it was nishkat, doesn't mean literally the shkita took place, but it's mana with some common. But as you will recall from Zohar, this is the way we talk about the din of pigul. At the time of shkita, you had in mind to do the atila or do the akrova, kutzes mana with some common, even though the mice, they never went kutzes mana with some common, they become pigul. And the Re'elu Yisarefu, as the Torah says, Be'ez Yisaref. So that's all psulim by Kodesh are learned out of that Be'ez Yisaref. Asham Talui, somebody who is bringing an Asham where he is misupak, whether he did a chet, let's say there are two pieces of fatty material, he ate one of them, and then he finds out one of them was chelev, which is mechayev him in a korban chatas, and one of them was kosher, he doesn't know which one he ate. Is he chayav to bring an Asham Talui? Suppose he finds out, before he has a chance to actually be makriv, this Asham, he finds out now that it's really was the kosher meat that he ate. And he doesn't have to bring it at all. So over there, because a normal Asham Talui, which is brought on Sufik, is not called a Sufik, it's called an Asham Talui. And that's normal, the coin will eat it, and so on. But over here, it's talking about that you found out that you didn't, and therefore it should be nisraf, like the other dinim of kachin. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, didn't do anything wrong at all, so it was a mistake. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yikaver. But no, actually, the chatas, the asham talui, is bikvura. You remember that we had before that the Rabbi Yehuda argues where Rabbi Shimon holds that chulin shemitz to ba'azara are bikvura. But this boils down to chulin shemitz to ba'azara, because now I know retroactively that it wasn't chayiv to bring an asham. Chatas of abala safek. And we have many times. It's the only carbon, because of the fact that none of it is put on the mizbeach itself. So the chata sa'ov, which is brought on a suffix, you can't eat it, but you have to bring it, because there are cases where you'll never become tahor unless you bring, say, a woman was misufeket, if she miscarried, she doesn't know whether it was a vlad or whether it was some type of discharge or whatever. So, okay. So over there, she's never going to become really ruya for achilas kachi, but until that she brings this carbon, she brings the carbon. but the it can't be eaten, so it's a bala safek. So it should be burned to tisareif like other kachim psulim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, yetilenu la'ama, basically you can cut it up and throw it into the drain pipe in the Beis HaMikdash, goes out the nafa kidron, and it doesn't require specifically sreifa, it's ibud. The things that we listed as requiring kfura should not be burned, and we'll see that even though kfura is certainly more, sreif is more efficient and effective, ibud, than kfura is, but the halacha is that the nisrafim, what is left after doing the mitzvah of sreifa, is mutter for you to use. So you could use it for fertilizer, so on and so forth, insulation, whatever you want. Which is not the case of those things that don't have a mitzvah of sreifa, and therefore if I would go ahead and burn something that was meant to be kavur, I would make the mistake of using the afer, which I'm not allowed to do. And therefore don't burn it. V'chol ha'nisrafim lo yikaveru, because after all, I mean, if you, it's not as effective a way to destroy it, and if you bury it and somebody comes across it, finds it usable, doesn't know it's usher bana, and so on, it could be used. At least that's how Rashi explains. There's a lot of discussion about why Rashi says it. Why is it, I mean, those things that are supposed to be saruf, we learn from a pasuk, they're supposed to be saruf. I mean, why is Rashi saying lo yikaveru? Because maybe someone will come again. I mean, you weren't b'kayim the mitzvah of the sreifa. Rashi doesn't hold that sreifa means literally to be sorefit, but just like we would say not ali, but the Mishnah, which is the Mishnah Mishnah Shalok Halacha, that chametz pesach doesn't really need. Biur doesn't really mean biur that has to be burned, but rather I let it fly out in the air and so on. That's also considered to be evil. So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, in Ratzalach, we don't have to smell the Kvarim Rashai. I mean, look, I mean, a guy who wants to do Sreifa on something that is sufficient to do Kvura, I mean, it's all for the better. It's a Chumra because he's doing a better job of being destroying it. Omrulo said the Chachom to no. Eino mutal shanot, you can't change it from its halacha, because as we'll see, the afer would remain usher. People would get confused about that and think that, oh, it was nisraf, we were kind of mitzvah, and that's it, now we can use it. Now, sar hanazir, that was the case that we had. Rami le tavi le Rav Nachman, that's why it's always dangerous to set your eved free, because, I mean, he can somehow out-trump you. So Tavi asks Rav Nachman, his erstwhile master, maybe even asked his while he was his master, but then he usually says Tavi after. So Tavi asks Rav Nachman, the Mishnah says Sara Anazir Yikavera, that you bury the Sara Anazir. How could that be true? Ramino, doesn't it say in the Mishnah that Ha'oreg Malo Hasit Mitzemer Bechor Bebeget Yidalek Habeget? Misar hanaziru petach amor besak yidalek asak. Now, sak and beged, basically, is just a different materials that are used to construct. If you use hair, we don't usually call that a beged. We call it a sack, because it's a lower class type of material. So it's coarse. That coarse material is called sackcloth today. But basically it's the same halach, we just split it because of the practicalities of making a beged out of sar. So it says over here, if in the beged you had wool that was derived from a bechor, and a bechor is aser banor, that belongs to a hegdish, and you take the wool of the bechor, weave it into a coat. Now you don't know where it is in the coat. It says over here, burn it. Burn the beged, which is the din of having kodesh, that is possible, and also you're supposed to burn. And it says over here, if you take sar hanazir and you mix it in the hair that's being used to make sackcloth, you have to burn that too. And I thought you just said, ask Stavi, sar hanazir yikaber. It says over here it should be buried. And Rav Nachman told him, the answer that anybody would have thrown out, which is to say, Kan b'nazir tamei, kan b'nazir tahor, as we explained in the Mishnah. The din of a nazir tahor clearly is to burn the hair. As a matter of fact, the Torah mandates that the hair be burned there underneath the dud of the el nazir. And some learn, by the way, that the Brisk Rav actually brings a raya, that there's a separate chiyuv of sreifa. It's not that, although it's mashma from Rav, he brings the what appears to be a machlokes rishonim. Some seem to learn that the mandate Sreifa is purely in terms of the chiyuv of burning tachas adud. So suppose a nazir now would cut his hair outside of the azara, so it wouldn't be a chiyuv here to burn it. So the Brisker Rav brings rayas that there is a separate chiyuv besides the fact that it needs to be tachas adud of Sreifa soyer nazir, sa'ar nazir. And over here, therefore, said Rav Nachman, obviously, the Mishnah was talking about Kfura, was talking about a Nazir Tomei. A Nazir Tomei has to start as a Zirut over again. His Sar is also because it's called Kodesh. Gad El Per Rosh is the a Kedusha on it, which is also Vana. But doesn't require a Sreifa, because it wasn't done like the Halachas of Nazir. He never completed that in a Zirut. So Tavi, of course, was waiting now to pounce on Rav Nachman. He knew he was going to get that answer. Oh, my life. Well, Shanita Nazir Anazir, that's all very nice if you ignore the rest of the problem. But that's not going to explain the Peter Chamor, is it now? Didn't mention that to you up front. So the Peter Chamor, it said over here, Sar Nazir or Peter Chamor in a sackcloth, says over here should be burned. But the Mishnah says Peter Chamor should be buried. How do you explain that? Now that shut Rav Nachman up. He shtick. He didn't have an answer to that. V'lomalei v'lomini, he didn't say a word to him. In the end, he had to say, well, do you know? Should we have a kavah? Maybe you know the answer to that? I mean, that's usually what happens when people ask you questions. They say, you have a bark. What they mean is, I have a bark. There's something I want to say, right? They don't really want to hear anything. So you ask the person, okay, what is it you want to, might as well come clean. What is it you wanted to say? Amar Lein, so he said, well, I'll tell you what Rakshasha said about it. Kan Bisak, Kan Bisar. There's a difference, actually, between the Yidalek, where you take the Sarah Nazir and put it into a sock. And the reason over there is practical reason. It doesn't decay. So if you put it in the ground, I mean, somebody it may take a couple of centuries. Still, this thing, these were the first non-biodegradable plastic bags, you know, they had out of sackcloth. So you don't want to put that into a garbage fill. I mean, somebody could come and be nene from it. So over there, in Okinami, we treat it differently. So where you take the Vesar of the Nazir was actually put into something, and therefore you don't want to leave that thing around because someone will find it and will use it. But when you're talking about the Sar itself is not a problem. It's there. So that ain't a finami. It's not a fear of Israel. Itbanami Amravyas Rebihanina Kan Besar. There's also other shitas that said that stem outside of the conversation earlier of Tavi and Reb Nachman. Reb Elazar says, Kan Benazir Tahar, Kan Benazir Tamei. Now, of course, he's left with the problem of Peter Hamor, which we're going to talk about, we'll see later on what he does with that. Omar Lei, we'll see about this Girsa, but L'chora, the Girsa as we have it is all right, the Gra. Does a lot of changing over here. Livat el sak beruba. Why exactly is there a problem? Why, if you have, it says you take meloa sit. Meloa sit basically is the distance between your thumb and your forefinger. Actually, that's what Rashi says here. Elsewhere, Rashi says that's the meloa sit akaful. Like meloa sit would be between your index finger and which one is this one?
Middle
finger? Index. Middle doesn't have another word? Okay, so
tall
between
man.
The indexes. Huh?
Tall man.
So Omer of Papa, Bitsipurta. It's talking about over here that this sar was used to make the Nike symbol in your t-shirt. So therefore it can't be bottle because everybody sees the, there it is, you see? Just do it. and basically it reminds you, I mean, it's a good way to remember that this is the Sar of a Nazir, you know. So, yes, Gemara, well, wait a minute. If it's really a Nike symbol, why don't you just take that out? I mean, you get rid of it and give me a mat to the rest of the baguette. So, I mean, if you're telling me, I'm a Mamonim Shabbat, if it's not lost in the Begad, then why are we burning the Begad? You can just, can't you pull out the threads and then...
You know, if one knows where it is, then you
can... Well, that's the whole point. I mean, you know, what good is a trademark if you can't know where it is? Omer of Yirmiya, well, it's going according to the Yudah. It's not saying that you have to do this. It's basically saying, you know, if you have a mess like that, heck, just go burn it. That's all it's saying. It's not coming to address specifically the issue of Kvura or of Sreifa. And after all, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, look, if the guy wants to be makran on himself and burn it, he's certainly going to be yotzer and burning it. So the issue over here was only to point out that there's no din of bittul, not that there's a chiyuv specifically in Sreifa. Omar Leit, what are you talking about? Kakasha Lishlufino. I asked you, you could pull out the whole Nike symbol. In which case, you're going to be matirid. And you're coming to now, you're going to answer that by saying, well, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Why in the world would we burn something that doesn't need to be done, anything need to be done for it? Bishleim, if I would tell you, there's a reason that it's not batal, and then you'll tell me, okay, so then you can burn it. I understand, but you just explained the Lishlufino. So he told him, Mavikamina, I'm saying, in a case, in Efshelishlufino, fine. That's not a question. All I'm saying is that, now here, the Gruss suggests that it never said this, im lav. It actually was an olive lamed, which the printer mistook for an im lav, but it's amina lecha, and all I'm telling you is that in cases where it cannot be removed and it's not bottle, you don't have a problem of why it would be bisrei, but that's all I'm telling you. That element is going like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not coming to address the bittul point. I'm just saying, in a case where there's no problem of bittul, so then be making the Rabbi Yehuda. I wasn't addressing your question directly. By the way, Rashi points out that whenever we talk about kilayim, we talk about one little thread inside of a beged. Nobody ever came up with the question of why don't we just say it's batal? And of course, the answer to that is obvious. What? That's the nature of kilayim, is that the beged that has that thread and it becomes us, that's why I said it should be batal in it when that's it. The Elohim on Israfi. We got off on a tangent. The Gemara was actually talking about the stira, of why it says over here to be burning it, and on the Mishnah it says that the Chamor is no problem, you can just bury it. Right? So, in the course of that, the real answer to that is he's saying, well, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. We wasn't addressing whether it's burying or burning it. In the middle of that conversation, we got into the issue of what about Bittul, which has nothing to do with our sugya. So Rav Papa's approach to what about bittul is that it's talking about here that it isn't bittul because it's noticeable. So we got into a question of why can't you just remove what's noticeable? And then we just went back to answering our sugya. That in the event that you're going to have something that is usur, there's never going to be a problem with the Mishnah because it wasn't coming to discuss Sreifa versus Kvura. It was going like Rabbi Yehuda who says, look, you can always just burn something. Now, Chometz B'Pesach, that's not so partial, because, I mean, Chometz B'Pesach, L'maisa, we pass that Chometz B'Pesach can be done by just being Mefarah and the Zohar L'Ruach. So, Amar Chometz B'Pesach, Yisarev, Sosam, Lantanik, Rav Yehuda. This clearly is going Dafka, like Rav Yehuda, the Amar, in Biwur Chometz, Elisrefa. He holds that you need to burn it, and therefore it's included in our Mishnah, Alibe. Truma Temea Va'arla, then it says, Es Shadarko Li Saref Yisaref, Es Shadarko Li Kaver Yikaver, meaning what? Okay, it's that Ochlin Besrefa, solids are burned, Mashkin Bikvura, and the liquids are Kavur. Chatasa'ov, Tanya review that. Chatasa'ov Haba'al HaSafek Yatilena La'amad, the Losh in the Mishnah.
The question will be, if you have a tree in your backyard and it's Orla, Can you just let the fruit die on the tree, or do you have to go out and take off the fruit and make them do my sister's rape on the fruit?
I don't know if you have to take off the fruit. I mean, if the fruit comes, if the fruit.
So you have an oil tree in your backyard.
I don't understand.
Is that something? So I'm saying, I'm asking, can you just like, you know, it's your oil tree.
I understood the question. There's no need to repeat it. All I was saying is that there's a difference between, you ended the question by saying you have to remove the fruit from the tree. That I don't know. But if the fruit was removed from the tree, then it would be a fear.
Yeah, the question whether it's on the tree. You have a tree in your backyard. Do you have to do a miser? You know, do you have to purposely go out your way to burn it?
No, because it's not Paris of Orla yet. It's still a tree until it's picked.
I see. So
as long as it's Mechuba the Karka. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the phrasing was a little bit misleading.
Yes, the answer is when the fruit, if the fruit is on the tree, you don't have to take it off the burn it.
I would think not.
Is it mutter to even pick? Is it mutter to pick?
Yeah, there's always there in picking, but then you'll have to
burn it.
So the rubber stain
falls.
Same thing.
The rubber stain, as long as on the tree, doesn't have a shame of the period, as long as it's not attached to that.
Yeah. Kol nikborim lo yisarei for my time. What bothers us about doing sreifa to a nikbar? I mean, it's a better, as Rav Yehuda is saying, I mean, it's a better way of getting rid of something. I'm sorry, I was in the middle of Rav Yehuda. The Mishnah Rav Yehuda just says simply, throw a chatas ha'ov that is bal ha'safek and can't be used, throw it into the ama. But here he explains what he means, because to throw it whole, it's not going to be avud. So what he really said was, that chatas of ha'ba'al ha'safek yatilena la'ama, meaning minatcha ever. First pull it apart so that there won't be a large piece. Remember, we're not talking about a turkey over here. We're talking about a small pigeon. So pull it apart and you can throw it into the ama. Mitgalgelet v'alechet ha'nachal kidron. It drains out through the ama, which was a water pipe that went through the azora, which was used for washing out the azor, all of these products just go through the ama, and then that ama empties into Nachal Kidron. The waste products were actually sold for fertilizer once they're yotz in the Nachal Kidron. Kol nikborim lo yisareifu. What's wrong, says the Gemara, about doing a better job than kvura? Do yisareifu. The reason is bishum de nikborim efran asur. The list of the Nikborin, they are not things that have a chiyuv of sreifa. So there's no mitzvah to say, okay, having completed what needs to be done with this, now what's left is usable. I did what the Torah said to do. There's no din on them of sreifa. Therefore, if I go ahead now and I burn them, what's left, the product that's left is just as osur, was yotze min osur, remains osur. And the things that were kaveya over here, bisreifa, the afer is mutter to use. And we don't want you confusing the two. So it's like, well, wait a second now. Doesn't it say, Vatanya, dam hanida, or besar hamet, shenifrechu, tahorin? I mean, what about the fact of decay? You have flesh from a corpse. It decays now, and it's nifrach, it's capable of simply being powdered. It's that dried out. Or the dam of Anita, which would have been tame, it's not completely dried. It says over here that it's not mitame any longer. In other words, no longer, I mean, it seems to me that what that means is that it's no longer identified with the product that it once was. So, I mean, if you're going to burn it, so you're left with a carbon residue of something. I mean, that's certainly less of a residue than what's left over of shenifrechu. Doesn't that mean that, it says tahor, but I mean, clearly it would mean that it's not only tahor, but that it's mutter bana, it's not what it was. That's why it's tahor, is it not? So my lav tahorin umutarin, and there would be no isra'na. No. It means exactly what it says. It means it's tahor and only tahor. In other words, the din of Tuma indeed requires us to be able to identify the product as it was when it was viable. And at that point, once it's Nifrak and so on, it loses its Tuma, but that doesn't mean it loses the shame of what it was. And therefore, it would remain Asur. Masir Repinchas.
I remember the study by Dom, the question whether Efshel Laksiv or Lekanusa by Dom, that comes at
Dom. That's correct. That's correct. There's a shear. There's those things that could be rehydrated are not considered to have dried out yet. That's true. But whatever the shear is, at the point that it's no longer rehydratable, something, it's no longer what it was, Lagavi, the Tumah, entire elements of it. But those elements don't necessarily relate to the elements of Isur Hana'ah.
A baby that had a wet drop and then dried out on the baby.
You're talking about semen specifically?
No, but these things that cause Tumah.
No, so over there it's not there at all. But I mean, if you're talking about something that's mitame, that's indeed one of the shirin. As long as it's reconstitutable, you have a dried, wet spot, and it can be rehydrated, so then it's considered still to be mitame.
It can't be.
So that's nothing.
But is the baby is called Tumah?
No. If it was a contracted tumor, you have to. That's a different din. You have the next level down. Sure. Moshe Rapinus. Rapinus asks from the following: How about an olasa ofshnit matzed dama? The din is that once you do the mitri hadam on an olasa of, the mur'ah and the notza are yotzu midei me'ila. There's no longer anything in them that can lead you to a chiyuv of me'ilah if you're nenet from it, because there's no longer any more mitzvah that needs to be done. Now, these things are not usable anymore, and yet it says yotze midei me'ilah. I mean, doesn't that mean my love yotze midei me'ilah umutarim? So, I mean, if they're mutar, so why would there be a problem of the efer? No. Yotze midei me'ilah v'asurim. It doesn't, again, it's the same thing. Me'ilah has to do with elements of Nasa Mitzvasai. But the halacha of what you're allowed to be nene from, it's not, that's something else. You're telling me, therefore, that the Nisrafim, Eifan is Mutter, that means that the Nisrafim of the things that you listed, Pigo, for instance, you listed over here, or the Ashav Abala Safik, which Ashav Toli, that you now know you didn't do. Eifan is Mutter. I thought it says, Gotanya, call it Nisrafim Eifan Mutter. Chutz mi Efer Asherah, and dig this, Efer the Hegdash Liolam Aser. By the way, I mean, I'm sure it's bothering you why we don't put together the Efer Asherah and the Efer Hegdash. Why don't you just say, Chutz mi Efer Hegdash mi Efer Asherah of Efer Hegdash, that's Liolam Aser. Then I'll explain to you. Mi'arev u'delo ma'arev lu, the reason that he doesn't put it together is beautiful. Because you can't say that an Efer of an Asherah is always Aser. Because a goy can come along and be mevatel the avodah of the asherah, which now makes it mutter. But there's no way to do that with the hegdish. So therefore, he wanted to say hegdish is li'ola maser. The asherah is aser as long as it's an asherah. But I mean, but bottom line now, come on. Let me just finish it inside. But the reason he doesn't put it together is mishum asherah yeshu b'teila b'avod k'chavim. Whereas hegdish enu b'teila olam maser, there'd be nobody to take off the yisur hegdish. But in any event, bottom line, Ketanimia, Efer Hegdish Liolam Aser. You just said that the whole reason that we distinguish between the Nigvarim and the Nisrafim, we can't simply say, well, yeah, it's okay, go to burn it, is because Efer would be Aser, but those things that are meant to be Efer are Mutter. And here it says, Efer of Hegdish is Aser. How do you explain that? Amar Rami Bar Chama, Efer Hegdish is not referring to the cases in the Mishnah that you burned, it's referring to a fire that breaks out in a storage house of Hegdash that was full, let's say, of wood that was going to be used for the Beit HaMikdash. I mean, well, of course it's Aser. Why would there not be Aser? Nobody came along now to take it out of its state of Hegdash and make it Chulin by doing its mitzvah by big mail in it. Simply there was an electrical fire or something. So what's left, as long as it's still, because it has the product of Hegdash, it came, why would that become Mutter? We're talking about when we say Efer, we mean Efer that results of someone doing the process of Srefer that you're supposed to do. And that completes it. There's nothing else to be done. There's no longer any dinim of Isran on it. There's no comparison. So you don't enough look like about say Hegdash Me'eleha. We're talking about a spontaneous Deleika, not the Deleika that someone lit in Hegdash. And over here, Delo Havinish Delimo, Deleika got from the Chulin. I mean, even if it would be Aser, normally we would say, the Srefa per se would be Motzi L'Chulin, because why are you burning Hegdash? I mean, Koshkein, if it's the thing that's supposed to be done with it, that Srefa, would be would take off the isurim of it.
Are we saying that the only thing that's usur is hanah from the fire in that case, and the ashes would be
mutter? Yes, absolutely. There's even a shaila about hanah from the fire. Because in having lit it, you've taken off the shame hegdish, and you were mutter at l'chulin. But that's a sugya from Me'ilah, which is coming up. So there's no comparison. We're certainly not saying there's something magic about ash, that ash always becomes mutter. But in the case where that was the kiyam of the chiyav, so then the ash becomes mutter. Of course, there is one case which we will leave for our grand siyam, but there's one case where you have to wonder about that, and that's the where something ended up.
Where it wasn't totally burnt, the ashes?
No, but the deshen on the mizbeach itself. In other words, the deshen on the mizbeach, is that mutter bana or asur bana?
Don't they go out of their way to the cave and go, like...
Exactly. So something strange. I thought you said if it was Nasi Mitzvah, so then it's Mutter.
Didn't they get absorbed?
But that's what you have to do with it. Not that doesn't get absorbed on his back.
No,
you take a formal shovelful.
Right.
That's put not the deshen as a whole. Okay, so that will be the Gemara's closing... And very dramatic end, of course, which we're going to wait for, so we can have something to look forward to. I'll tell you, if Dara Benitez is willing to stay for the Siyam tomorrow, we'll be there tomorrow.
He said he had an hour tomorrow.
What
time is the Siyam tomorrow?
Well, we could make it at 9 o'clock.
We make it at maybe...
12:01
AM.
What time do you have to be at the airport?
The flight leaves at 1 a.m.
I think that would be cutting it pretty close.
Gavin Hauer, what's
the problem? we could do it up in the lounge up there where
what's
they have
called? King
they
Davis
have
Club.
Yeah, we could reserve a table up in the King Davis Club. Yeah. So we're going to leave. We're not going to say Hadronalov yet.
No.
We'll leave it for the big moment. And then what we're going to do is we're going to give you a light to stand on. So that you can hear. We didn't finish. Yeah, and anyway, who wants to start with that?
Yeah, you're right.
Holding
an envelope which has some pickings, but
is
still there, or behind the kashomer, please, those same
guys.
Next one is
separate
tomorrow?
Yeah, they have.